Hi, Chris. I think you summed it up pretty good there. It's been a very remarkable day. It's been a fantastic day for motorsport, for nostalgia, for reminiscing, and seeing the cars that we as rally people were sort of reared on those last 30 years. We went away. They were the cars of our heroes. Most of our heroes, we all have the sporting heroes we had as we grew up, were here today. You're able to mix along with them, stop with them, talk with them, reminisce. And it was a super idea, fantastic charity event, and went off beautifully. And Rebelton this evening, like, was like going back down memory lane. Last time I went into Rebelton in a rally car was 1991, and it was just a fantastic journey this evening. And all credit to the Rebelton Festival, like, they've done an absolutely fabulous job on the whole thing.
And just remind us of some of the makes and models that were going around through Rebelton, and indeed on some of those former stages.
We had lots of replicas of former winners' cars. We had Akinwombo's BMW, which would be a very famous car from 1975, driven by his son Akin. And Vincent Bonner was back out again, Andrew Nesbitt, Patrick Snyers, 5-6 times Belgian champion, European champion. Brian Nelson, who won the event a number of times back in the 70s, the legendary Jimmy McRae, 7-time Circuit of Ireland winner, John Lyons, Austin McHale, Eugene Donnelly, Gary Jennings, you name it, like, and the cars, like, range from cars we haven't seen anywhere. I was saying to someone that the closest I could compare it to was being at a Parc Fermé at a European Championship historic event. The lineup of cars were fabulous. BMWs, Renault Alpines, Opel Cadets, Opel Mantas, by the dozen BMWs, you know, Sunbeams, just an endless list. 165 cars, and the quality and the way they were turned out was just fabulous.
And finally and briefly, it's off now for a function to complete what's been a great day.
Yeah, we'll have a nice function tonight. We're having a bit of a ball and a bit of a big letdown, or let the hair down, and some of the people who have it in Jackson's tonight. And we'll have a bit of a charity auction, and all the proceeds are going to the Donegal Hospice. So we're looking forward to a lot of tall stories and stuff being told tonight, but hopefully the hospice will do, the charity will do well out of it. So we've had a great day now, and we're looking forward to a great night.